On this week's episode of Dildo or Dill Don't, I have a thrusting dildo. I found a couple of promo codes for Adam and Eve, and so I might have treated myself. This is a really nice dildo, guys. Alright, so it's the main part of it is just the handle, obviously, and there's a cap that comes off, and underneath is a socket for two dildo attachments. One is like a G-spot dildo, so you know it's curved to one side, is a little bulby at the end, and this one has some nice ridges on the bulb, on the inside of the bulb, and that is a very nice touch. The other one is straight, but it's also got like three bumps, three evenly, all the same size in a row, kind of like what is that anime food that's just like three balls on a stick? I don't know. That. It's kind of like that, but it's not food, and it's going inside my pussy. Anyway, on the handle, it's got a very nice grip. About two-thirds of the way down, there's a ring indentation. It's metallic. And three buttons under the ring. Well, it's really just like more like one big button, but section but it's three buttons connected together. The one all the way on the left is a light button, and the little ring indentation above that, it glows purple, and that's really nice, honestly, because that helps me see the other buttons. Our button in the middle is the thruster button. Oh. And that's what that sounds like from about 10 inches away, a foot away or so. And the third button is our vibration. And, oh, I really like this light. So the one I have on it right now is the G-spot dildo, and I'm just gonna slip that right inside. It feels nice. It's a nice material. The little ridges on the end rubbing against my G-spot as I just fuck myself a little bit with it. So first I'm gonna try the vibration. God. Yeah. I'm just gonna hold it there. Oh god. To the next set. The next one. Next one. Oh god. That one is coming and vibrating in bursts. Just this one, I don't know how to describe it really. Like, it's rolling. Like, frequency is going up and down. Oh. This is like, we're like a do 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 do. You don't care. You and I both want me to get to the thrusting. Oh. Yeah, I'm just gonna click through these. Or, actually, I think I have to hold it to turn it off. So last is the reason I got the toy, and that is the thrusting. So, this is... I'm just gonna push the button. I feel like maybe my hand is moving too much. I mean, it feels good, but I feel like maybe it's not. I tried to close my legs around it for some reason, and it pinched the inside of my thighs. I mean, not hard or anything. It didn't hurt. It was just kind of a surprise. Okay. Oh, this is others. That's the next beat. And I clicked it again, and... Well, I mean, it just seems to be two speeds. And they're both kind of fast. I mean, I don't hate it. Okay, so next, I'm going to take the very powerful looking suction cup that it came with, attach it to my headboard, and take this from behind. So before I do that, I think I'm gonna switch to the other dildo attachment. Oh, it's so wet. And it's pretty easy, you know, you just twists on and off. You know, as long as you're paying attention to what you're doing and not just trying to indiscriminately cram a dildo attachment into a socket without really... What am I doing? Really, why am I not... How come I can't... Okay. I got it. Alright, so... If memory serves, from another suction cup dildo I had, I think right about here. I mean, you can't see where I'm putting it, but I think this is right about where I should have it in order to, you know, get me good. Oh, that didn't. It didn't stick. Okay, try again. There we go. And that is pretty solidly on there. I actually did a test the other night where I did attach the cup to my board without any preparation of the surface, because, like, in the moment, you're really gonna stop and, like, maybe you don't have time to find wipes and then wait for it to dry and then attach it on there. Maybe you don't have to wait for it to dry. Anyway, Let me get this toy on here. what I was saying, actually, was that I did leave the suction cup with the toy on the headboard, and it stayed up for about an hour, which is pretty good. I mean, it's not a heavy toy, but it is, like, substantial. There's a little bit of weight to it. And the fact that it stayed for that long... Now, granted, I have not test... This is the first test of it in action. So, I guess we'll see. And just for my comfort, I have this pillow that I'm going to lay on. Okay, let me just... I'm getting situated. So I want to move this guy over here. All right. I'm just gonna try to back up.
onto it. Oh, God. Okay. Oh, so it's not on right now. I'm just... just backing up on her, just fucking it. Oh, shit. Oh, that's good. That's good. Oh, fuck. Okay. Alright, so... now I'm gonna attempt to use the buttons. Okay, so I have pulled myself up, and I'm feeling around for the buttons. It's not fucking easy. I was really trying not to... Okay, I might have to come off of it and take a look. That's not great. Okay, so I'm just gonna rotate it so that I know that the buttons are facing up. I should have done that to begin with, honestly. And now, oh god, okay, oh shit, ow, oof. Almost. It's so... I'm trying to get these buttons and it's so fucking deep. It's so funny. I almost... Okay, here we go. Oh my god. Oh, it's loud. It's so fucking loud. Oh my god. I'm glad there are no neighbors behind. I really do, but oh god, I would love to feel like the weight of someone backing that up. I'm pounding into me. I mean, there's only so much a toy can do, obviously, but that's probably one of the only things that's missing, besides someone pulling my hair, or maybe choking me a little, playing with my tits, fucking rubbing my clit. Oh my god. Okay. Oh god. Oh shit. It's dripping. Okay. And for the last part of my test, I wanted to see if I could get on top of it somehow. So, the idea here, let's get this off the headboard. That was the wrong thing. There's the suction cup release. The thing I turned made the dildo go flaccid. So, getting on top of it. I have a lid to a plastic storage bin, like a smaller one. Not really small, like medium. And I'm just gonna mount the suction cup right on this thing and see if I can get anywhere with that. Okay. And I think I wanna switch back to the G-spot dildo. I think I actually like that one better. Slippery. Mm-hmm. Where are you? There you are.
just get that right back in there. What if we turn it this way? Oh! You had to turn it that way. Always thinking. Alright, so I have... It's gonna be... I'm about 5 foot nothing. So to have it, like, straight up is gonna be tough for me to get on without piercing my organs. And frankly, if I'm gonna die that way, could fate at least have the decency to let me die having actual sex and not on top of a thrusting dildo that I got with a promo code. So I'm gonna have to change the angle and bring it down. That brought it all the way down. Not all the way, like it's at a, it's not 45, like maybe a 30 degree, a little over 30 degree angle. 30? So bad at geometry. What? It's not 45. Less than 45. Oh, the suction cup and the attachment, both disengaged. I have to set it all back up. It shouldn't take very long. Okay. And get the... Oh, sucking cup, please. Alright. The suction cup. Really on there very well. Did I do it wrong? I did it wrong the first time. Okay. So, now making sure that I have it rotated so that the buttons are facing up and easier to get at. And this thing mounted on a... How am I going to get this in me? What was I thinking? Okay. Can I bring it to the front here? What? Oh. Okay. Oh, shit. So, okay. I'm straddling the plastic top. A dildo is inside me. Okay. Let me get the button. Shit. The motor seemed to struggle a bit from there. Oh, but it feels really good. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Okay. I'll lean back. Oh, I don't really let it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. It's just fucking pistoning in and out of me. And if I... So my hips forward like this. Oh, I can feel it rub against my clit while it fucks me. Oh my god, I'm gonna fucking come. I'm gonna fucking good. Yeah. Oh my god. 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 Oh shit. Oh shit. I started riding it. The survey is still fucking me and I just had to start fucking my hips and fuck it back. It feels so fucking good. Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh shit. I thought
thought taking it from behind was gonna feel the best, because that is one of the things I miss about Dick, is taking it from behind. Oh, I'm feeling balls slap against me. Why is my clit want to get out of it? Oh, fuck. Coming again. Oh, shit. Do you hear, pal? I started squeezing around. And do you hear it thumping? Oh, shit. That, every time you hear that, I'm clenching down around it. Fuck. Shit. Well, I'm grinding on it a little because, oh, that was so good. So this has been dildo or dildon't with my new toy. Thrusting suction cup dildo. Fuck. Ten out of five. No. Maybe 3.5 to 4. Cause I don't. At what point is it me that just has a problem with sex toy buttons? To be fair, it really doesn't help that all the buttons are really one button. But I came. Hard. And I do like that. And also this thing is fucking cool as hell. Okay. Alright, well, I'll talk to you later. Bye.